Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. You can also follow us on social media. Rob is at Rob Parker FS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. Chris Broussard 68 on the gram. We got Kerry Kittles, former NBA veteran, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, joining us at the bottom of the hour. And let's it's opening day for Major League Baseball
and
for MLBBro.com, Rob's new baseball website. And let's stick with an Inside the Parker podcast. Yes.
Thank you. I know it's a lot. It's a mouthful today, Chris. I know. It's just a lot.
Yes, yes.
But I'm busy. I'm knee deep in baseball this year. A lot of different projects, a lot of things going on.
Well, let's stick with baseball. And Mike Trout, it came out today, Rob, that Mike Trout has the 10th highest selling jersey in Major League Baseball. Mookie Betts, number one. His Dodgers teammate, Cody Bellinger, number two. And as we said earlier, Fernando Tatis Jr., is number three, Bryce Harper four, Clayton Kershaw five, if you want to close out the top five. Mike Trout, 10. Is that a problem? Because he's generally regarded as the best player in the game, and some think possibly the best ever. Is it a problem that his jersey sales are that low, you know, at 10th in the league?
I think it's... It's one of those things where you can be a great player. Everybody's not going to have the same personality, and he's just not that guy. And so it's hard. Do you remember him and the commissioner got into it? Remember the commissioner kind of talked about, you know, that he wasn't as outgoing as they wished he would be, and that's a little unfair to ask somebody.
Yeah, how do you say that?
Yeah, to ask somebody to be, you know, that everybody, some guys don't have the smile. They don't have an Aaron Judge smile, right? You know what I mean, Chris? Like,
right.
like everybody's different. Some guys are frumpy, and they just, they're not going to be relatable, or people aren't going to feel close to them. I think it is harder when the best player, and Barry Bonds might not have been, Chris, like, a kumbaya, this is the greatest thing in the world, I'd love to have a beer with Barry Bonds kind of.
He definitely wasn't that.
Right. But he was so great, though. Do you know what I mean? That people didn't, they overlooked that.
Right.
And I think with Trout, it would be like this to me. It would be like the NBA and Tim Duncan, you know, with his personality, Chris, which was minimal, right? Would you
Similar
say that?
Similar to Trout.
Right.
He was a little different away from the cameras, you know?
But he didn't say anything.
A little more colorful than you
right.
think. But yeah, his public persona was definitely vanilla, to say the least. Very similar to Mike Trout.
Exactly. And did the NBA really prop up Tim Duncan? They couldn't. They really couldn't, Chris. I mean, everybody knew he was a great player. They didn't diss him. But did they prop him up? Nope. This guy was
this,
a sandals, flip-flops, shorts guy, right? From the Bahamas.
Yep. Had he been, let's say he was a Shaq personality, he would be as highly regarded as he already is, which is basically a top 10 player of all time.
Right.
He'd be even more. Right. I think he'd be even higher regarded. I really do. Because those things, even if you don't, it doesn't consciously affect you, it does affect you. Style of play, colorful personality. I mean, Ali, there's no doubt that that's one of the reasons he's generally regarded as the greatest. Because he was so likable.
And Chris, also,
and
not just likable, but he was also, there were a lot of people who hated Muhammad Ali. You know what
right.
I mean? He moved the needle, and
certainly
sometimes
in
people
the 60s especially.
Don't understand that. Yes, they hated Muhammad Ali. And some people thought he was too braggadocious. You know, some people, you know, obviously.
His political,
not going to the draft.
Stance, yep,
yeah,
yep.
There was a lot of people who hated him and a lot of people who really liked him. And I think that's where you want people to have an opinion on you, Chris. Either
right.
way,
right.
I think that's huge. And I think Trout, I don't think people, they recognize that he's a great player, Chris, but I don't think anybody loses sleep over Mike Trout or what he says or, you know, or anything that he has going on. It's like he's a great player. He plays for the Angels. They don't make the playoffs. He puts up these great numbers, and he doesn't say anything.
Right. I think there's a few things going on. One, I definitely think a league can survive that. Like, would it be better if he was more outgoing and outspoken? Yeah, okay. But as long as you have other great players who fill that void, right, then you're fine. I mean, the NBA, you mentioned Tim Duncan. Well, you know what? You had Kobe Bryant. You had Allen Iverson. Eventually, you had LeBron James. Like, you had other players on that level, Shaq, that could fill that void and be the faces of the league, you know, and same. It's honestly, Rob, is the same with Trout. Now Mookie is a personality. I mean, he's not, you know, Fernando Tatis Jr.
No, he's not.
But
that guy.
He's still a personality that people can get behind. He can sell the game, and obviously, Tatis Jr. can. Tim Anderson, like you've got Bryce Harper.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Aaron Judge. Like, so as long as you've got other great players, you're not talking about going down a level, right? You're not talking about, oh, now we have to push these mediocre players who aren't that good just because our best player doesn't have the personality to do that. No, they might not be as good as him, but they're close. They're on that level. And as long as you have guys like that, then I think you're fine.
I agree with that because Tatis is just showing up, Chris, and taking over the sport, right? Just as far as popularity, just the way he plays, the energy, the fun he's having. I mean, last year I got into it. Like, I'm watching the Padres. And it was him. I always liked Manny Machado, and they got other players. But there's something about him. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. No, he's got the it factor. I mean, you've already seen him in commercials. and things like that. So, yeah, the other thing, Rob, I think is this. And I know baseball's different. We've talked about it ad nauseum. The best player you and I have both said we've ever seen was Barry Bonds, and he never won a World Series. But right. I do think if Trout, like the fact that he's not even a factor in the playoffs for the most part, what's he been? How many times has he been to the playoffs?
I think only once. I think yeah. only once. If I Rob G, check that out. But I think it's only one time.
I do think that that also plays a part. That you know he's just not there.
Or he hasn't been on the national stage.
It's not
either.
His fault, obviously. Not, but
right?
You know,
in the big games, like right. like playoff games, World Series, or whatever. Like there is a stage, Chris, where people nationally get to watch you, right?
No
you might
question.
Not be an Angels fan or whatever. You might not see that many Angels games or you see some of his at-bats. But come playoff time, more people are tuning in. And they get to see guys perform. And you just yep. haven't been able to see that from him.
Absolutely. That's when the casuals like Rob G are watching.
Right.
Playoff time. You know? World Series and all that. And he hasn't been able to shine on that stage. So I do think that's a factor. Now, a number of people, Rob, think this could be a year for, I don't know about them winning World Series, but they do think this could be the year they make the playoffs. I would love to see it. Ohtani, healthy, right? Something happened a couple days ago, though.
No, he's,
or maybe but, just came out, but he's fine.
Yeah, he's supposed to be fine, and they've had a lot of injuries. They've been like the Yankees West with a lot of injuries, but the Yankees have been able to survive, Chris,
right.
and thrive with all the injuries. The Angels go down. You know, as soon as they lose a player or two, it seems like their whole season is wrecked. And remember, they got Joe Maddon. Remember that, right?
Yep.
Okay, they got the really good manager who won the World Series, who turned it around in Chicago, right? They hadn't won a World Series in 100 years, Chris. Joe Maddon.
Yep.
That's who they're hoping is going to get this thing turned around, but they need some of these guys to stay healthy. But I do. I think you can overcome if you have a guy like that because you have other players, and no one player leads a league anyway. There's a couple
not
of guys
baseball.
Who you look.
Yeah,
to.
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. I thought you were gonna say winning.
Yeah, yeah.
In
no,
baseball,
no.
you need more than one guy
right.
to win.
You
I mean,
pitching,
Trout can hit 500
stuff,
and it
right.
wouldn't matter if you don't have the pitching and all that. So. Yeah, I would love to see the Angels be a factor because Ohtani, I mean, doing, you know, pitching and hitting, it don't get much more exciting than that.
No, because the last guy to do it on a regular basis was like the hit like that, was like Babe Ruth. Think about that.
Yeah, so if he could do that, I mean, people would love to get behind that. But, yeah, it's interesting. I think Trout's just got to be himself. I also think Rob Hatt, even with his personality – if he were in New York City playing for the Yankees, and this may tie into what we're talking about with the winning,
right.
he would be more better known. And he,
no doubt.
Even though he doesn't say
disagree.
Much, you know what I mean? There's no doubt. There's no doubt.
I
even
agree.
If it
winning
were the Dodgers, just any of these flagship franchises that are consistently winning, he, even with his personality, he would be a bigger star.
More people would care and
yep.
he would be out there. And then, Chris, you would see him on the national stage. The Yankees haven't won a World Series since 2009, but they go to the playoffs almost every year.
Right.
They're
right.
making a run, right? You're watching them, as you said, the casual fan gets to see Judge and Stanton and people like that, you know, in big moments. And
absolutely.
That's what you would be able to see with Trout. So he's a star. He's a stud, and he could wind up being, you know, he's on that trajectory, you know, Chris, the on that track that he could be considered the greatest player ever played.
Well, but, let me ask you this. Let's just say he ends up putting up those types of numbers, all right, and never wins a World Series, you know, gets to a few playoffs but doesn't win the World Series. Do you think that his personality would hurt him in that ranking? I know it's all mythical and there's no right. official best player ever, but you know what I'm saying? Like, do you think that would come into play?
I think I'm going to give you an example. Ted Williams with the Red Sox. Google it for you young guys. Ted Williams was a great hitter for the Red Sox.
Last guy to hit 400, right?
Last guy to hit 400, Chris. There you go. 406. Those Red Sox never won. Chris, never won. Right. I think Ted Williams went to the playoffs one time. Remember, it wasn't like that. There were no three playoff rounds. Then, it used to be you had to win the American League to go to the playoffs, right? And the Yankees were winning every year. Yep. Red Sox didn't go to the playoffs. So Ted Williams, I don't think people know he's a great player, Chris, but this is your example. Nobody considers him the greatest ever because they didn't win. I think that does hurt you as far as people thinking of you and that. Ted Williams, everybody knows, was a great player. But when you talk about the greatest ever, you don't talk about him.
Right. And you got to, even if you don't win it, you got to be in the mix. Like we said, Bonds never won it, but was in the mix a few times.
Oh, yeah. He made it. You
know? Right. So it's interesting. All right. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. We got our man coming up at the bottom of the hour, Kerry Kittles. But before we get to him, we're going to get to you. You can call in and tell us, is Mike Trout's lack of playoff success and overall really lack of marketability a problem for baseball? Can a sport thrive, any sport, when your best player has such a low Q rating? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Marion, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Marion. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Marion on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, on a TV theme song Thursday. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, opening night, opening day, Major League Baseball. And if you're dealing with a dead car battery, you know what to do. Head on over to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to AutoZone. It's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox. We threw it out to you. Mike Trout, best player in baseball, 10th highest selling jersey, obviously doesn't have a high Q rating. Can a sport, any sport, survive and thrive when your best player is just not that colorful and not that marketable? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob.
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with Thomas in Iowa. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, my man. Thanks for getting me back in. Love y'all.
Thank you, buddy. Man. Thanks for
what
calling.
What part of Iowa are you in?
Sioux City, Iowa.
Okay. I lived in Des Moines for a few years.
All right.
You go to Heelan by any chance?
Oh, man. No, I don't, man. No, but
I went to Dowling.
To Sioux City.
I went to Dowling.
Man, how many kids you recruit a year?
Hey. We lost to y'all in the state playoffs in football when I was a junior.
Man, that's surprising.
Sioux City Heelan. Well, not y'all, but Sioux City Heelan.
That's a great football program over there.
Yep. All right, but what you got?
I would say, yeah, it's hurting baseball. It hurts. There's no swag. He needs to get some people to watch the games, because I don't watch a whole lot of baseball, and you telling me them stats, they mind blow me how good he is. Right. But here's a throwback memory. Man, I'll probably watch more Angel games if they had that rally monkey showing. Whatever happened to that dude?
Yeah, they retired the rally monkey, but you got to remember, you know what's so funny is you bring that up, but the Angels were good. That's when they won the World Series. Right.
You can't have a rally monkey when you never rally.
Right. Chris, remember that Angels team, they beat Barry Bonds' Giants for the World Series.
Yeah.
I covered that World Series in 2002. They were really good. Yep. James in Virginia, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, James?
Oh, thank you for taking my call, gentlemen. Happy Thursday, man. We are Washington, man. Our couple OG, man. Y'all been from the start, man. I love you guys.
Thank you.
Man.
We appreciate it,
bro. Man. Hey, man, you know, Mike Trout, man, he is hands down a 5'2 baseball player, man. And he is great in what he does, man. But the bottom line is he has only played in, what, 3 postseason games?
Yep.
It's hard for me to reconcile that he might be a heck of a baseball player, but he can't be considered the greatest if he's not even leading his team to postseason victories, man. That's where you find out what you have as a ball player, man, when it's bottom of the ninth, 2 out, 2 on, and you need a run to win the game. Like, that's how –
So let me get this straight. So you're not saying because he hasn't led them to the playoffs, because obviously he can't pitch and he can't hit for other guys, But you're saying when we see you on that stage,
right?
World Series, playoffs, pressure's on, everything. It separates the men from the boys. Is that what you're saying? So we can't say he's the best because we haven't seen him on that stage. Did he go?
One love, Jordan. That's why everyone's 6-0, man. Because in the finals, man, Jordan showed up. Jordan played the best, man. In any sport you go to, I mean, yo, you cannot be considered the greatest boxer of all time if you didn't hold the heavyweight title belt. Like, you got to be able to show up when the lights are the brightest and the pressure is on, man. That's what makes you want to fall in love. And as far as the game going forward, man, to me, man, it starts in the grassroots, man. You have to go all the way down to Little League and get these guys excited again. I mean, you know, that Little League baseball, when it goes on ESPN, it is one of the greatest things to watch, man, because those kids are out there just balling. So it's hard with 162 games to be invested in every game, but it really starts in the grassroots, man, for them to build the game back up from the youth up, man, instead of trying to focus on them, man. But, hey, James, I take it off air, guys. Thank you so much, man.
Man, we appreciate it.
Rob, he made an interesting point.
From Virginia.
Yeah, you and I have both said, I mean, you can't blame Trout for not getting them to the playoffs.
No. But you're not blaming them, but it's hard to recognize
them. But if we never get
them.
To see you on that stage, we don't know, would you choke? Would you be great? You know what I'm saying? Like, Derek Jeter always elevated in the biggest moment.
And they won 5 World Series. It's hard. He had big home runs, Chris. It's hard to when you think of Derek Jeter, you think of him in those moments, don't you?
What's the first thing that comes to mind when you think of Reggie Jackson?
The 3 home runs in the World Series against the Dodgers. That's 3 home runs and 3 straight pitches, 3 straight at-bats, Chris.
Yep, exactly. So that's a good call.
That was good, James. Thanks
it
for the
would be
call.
Hard to say he's the GOAT when we've never seen him, you know, really on that stage.
Right. Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Andre?
How you doing? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, as far as Mike Trout's concerned, the pride of New Jersey, we need to put some respect on the man's name. Okay? Again, it's not his fault that they wanted to give Albert Pujols the bag and they wanted to give Hamilton the bag. It's not his fault he plays for an organization that is not as well run as what we're seeing from the Padres, the Dodgers, all these other teams. And so sports fans, just like we remember and love and all kind of respect for players like Tony Gwynn, a player like Mike Trout, in terms of how hard it is to win a World Series, he's not diminished in terms of his contribution, so on and forth. To your point, you guys bring up a good point.
Would you agree, though, Andre, that there's no doubt.
We're not diminishing him.
Right.
And even Tony Gwynn, who didn't win a World Series, the Padres went to the World Series twice.
Right.
When Tony Gwynn was there. So we saw him in big games. We know that he was a great player, but he was able to get the Padres there twice during his career. So I think there's a degree of respect to that, Andre. No one's diminishing Mike Trout. He's a great baseball player. Everybody knows that.
Absolutely. All right, we got Kerry Kittles coming up in a moment. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We are the iCouple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. He joins us every week. He's a former NBA veteran, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, does a great job. Our man, Kerry Kittles.
Yo.
What up, man?
What's happening?
Chris? How you doing? Thanks for having me, guys.
Yep, it's great to have you as always, man. All right, look, let's go to the Nets. And as you know, they obviously added LaMarcus Aldridge. The rich get richer.
Score.
Yeah, and people are complaining. Oh, super team. Now, Kerry, I've always said super teams are not new.
Yes.
Bird had a super team. Magic had a super team. So on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But in your day and before, they were more organic, you know, it was front office generated
trades, drafts.
Yes.
A lot of the older guys have a problem with these player generated super teams. They feel like it shows, man, dudes don't want to compete as much as they used to or whatever. What is your feeling on this?
Well, I think that the super teams and the teams that we're seeing now formulated by the players is something that falls in line with how these guys get along together, how they've been. It starts with AAU basketball and having these relationships for such a long time. And it's just commonplace now. These guys, they all get along. They're exchanging jerseys after the games. But when you watch the games, I think these guys compete. You know what I mean? They go at each other hard. They try to, you know, they really compete during the games, especially when you watch last year's playoffs in the bubble. How can you argue that this generation don't compete? So I don't have a problem with it.
But, Kerry, here's my pushback to you. You're right when they were on the court, but the problem is you don't see them facing, like, instead of and I do think I call it the AAU mentality. There used to be a time where there were three or four players in the city of Detroit who were considered, like, the best players, and they would play on different AAU teams, right, to be considered the I'm the best player out of Detroit, right?
Yes.
But now those four guys play on this, or three guys play on the same team, and they mop up the other people who aren't good enough to play against them. Do you see what I'm saying? So
yes.
There is no – that's the part that I don't like, where there is no competition. Like, instead of LeBron trying to beat Bosh and beat Wade in the East, he all joined together, and so they went to the finals every year, and they never really – nobody was in their way. That's what I think is the difference.
Well, the problem I have with that is that when you see these players watching commercials and they're mocking Charles Barkley for never winning a championship, right? And they know that, you know, that's how you're being measured now. Your career and everything is measured up on rings. You know, LeBron can't overtake Jordan because he doesn't have six rings or more. So when you say that, these players are like, oh, it's all about championships? It's not about competing anymore? It's just about winning. All right, fine. Then I'm just going to just win. And that's what we're seeing now. We can't really appreciate Reggie Miller's, you know, longevity in Indiana.
I can appreciate it.
I know we can, but this younger generation can't, right? And so they don't understand that. You got old school guys like Damian Lillard who probably will stay in Portland his entire career. I mean, you know, it's
or
that's
Giannis
rare.
Stayed in Milwaukee. You know, he could have gone somewhere else, right?
I'm just saying, he's in Milwaukee.
Yeah, but he had a chance, Kerry. He could have left, right? He could have said, "I want out of there." And he wants to build his own thing.
Yeah, but how long will that last, though, right? Like, how long will it last? And how long will the Greek Freak stay in Milwaukee before he gets tired of it as well? He's like, I can't compete with Brooklyn unless I go play with someone else. And that's what we're going to see. Maybe he's going to go to Boston with Tatum and those other guys.
Maybe he'll go to Brooklyn. How about that? And then he'll win for sure. Would that be all right with you, Kerry, if he went to Brooklyn?
If you're seeing five All-Stars on one team, I'll probably have a problem with that.
Okay.
But three, I'm okay with three. For now, three is my limit. Talk to me in 5 years. It might change.
I'm just asking you because I want to know when he joins them.
Is it fair to say, Kerry, it's easier for them to play with Blake Griffin and LaMarcus Aldridge not being in their prime?
Right.
Like being the guy.
I agree.
Would you say that's easier? Yeah.
Of course. Of course, because they know what their roles are. They're teaming up with this already established group, and they have to, you know, fill that role, fill that void, what they're called to do. And they're not going to try to score, and especially at this point in their career, they understand that that's not their game, right? But let's look back, though. Like you mentioned Bird. You know, he played with Hall of Famers. Magic, he played with Worthy and Kareem. I mean, Jordan played with Pippen and Rodman. I mean, all these guys had complimentary superstars. Rodman was the best post defender, and he was the best rebounder in the game with Jordan. Pippen was the best all-around basketball player, right, with playing with Jordan. So let's pump the brakes on these super teams, right? It's like everyone has short-term memory because it's like, oh, it's unfair because they're winning. They're winning because they're good. They're playing together. They're making all the sacrifices to do everything together. And they're great players, but let's slow down with that.
Let me ask you, I'm looking at the score now. It's 64-40, the Nets. They have no Harden, no Durant. I mean, what is this? And no Blake tonight. I mean, they're up by 24. Nobody's playing other than Kyrie. I'm not saying nobody, but you know what I mean. When you see a score like this, what does it say?
Yeah, at a certain point, we got to start giving some credit to first-time head coach Nash.
I was thinking that, too.
Right, you got to give them credit for managing a team with the superstars only played together for 8 games. So everyone's crying, only played together for 8 games. And they brought in Harden in January. Now they brought in these last two players the last couple of weeks. They've been doing a good job with the rest of the guys buying in and playing the right way. And that scoring offense, that, you know, the system that D'Antoni has, it's incredible. Got to give them credit.
Kerry, how does – because every coach in the NBA – I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe you had a coach that didn't know what he was talking about. But I think most of them know the X's and O's. They know what they know the game, obviously. What is like the thing or things that a guy has to have to be successful as a head coach? I mean, because I don't think it's just knowledge of X's and O's.
No, it's really getting the guys to buy into the details of the game. It's getting guys to buy into their roles and really, really accept and embrace their roles. And also executing on those details in the game. I mean, one of the things when you look at the Nets play, everyone plays the same, right? Five out around the court, driving kick. But the Nets do a lot of small things to make sure that those guys, those superstars, they have the necessary space on every possession to do what they do well. But, yeah, you're right. It's relating to the players. It's you know, they have to have the players have to have confidence in the coach at all times that he's putting in the work. He's giving us the things that we need to do to be successful. The minute you start to fail them as a coach, then you'll lose the guys in a heartbeat.
What Drummond obviously got hurt last night, only played a little bit because of his toe. Will he work out in L.A.? Will he be able to – I know obviously he's going to miss a couple games, but will he be able to help them until the other stars get back? Yep.
Yes, he will. He will be able to help them. I mean, you think about the Lakers, and if they have to play against, you know, Denver in the playoffs, if they have to play against, you know, the Utah Jazz in the playoffs, you need that big body, that presence in there, rebounding, and he'll figure it out. And he's a young kid. His body will heal. He'll be fine.
I don't know how much you're in the college game. Are you very familiar with Luka Garza?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
recruited him when I was at Princeton. Yes.
Okay, so he was player of the year.
Yep.
But he's not on in any mock drafts.
Yeah.
And obviously he's a senior, so he's older. He's 23. Is there a place for him in the NBA?
I don't know. It's tough to tell. You know, a part of the NBA now, if you look across the league, you see really, really lean guys. Right. And I'm not saying he can't change his body. You know, he's 23. He has a chance to do that, you know, as a professional, spend more time on his diet, more time on the smaller things to change his diet. But this game is so fast at the pro level. It's so fast. Every possession with these dribbles. And that's why we're seeing guys like Embiid struggle with staying healthy for a long time. You know, it's not built for that bigger frame anymore. It's meant for a really thin, lean frame, you know, skinny guys like Claxton and Allen, you know. So I think he'll have a shot, you know, just because of how well he did in college. But, you know, like a long tenure of NBA vet, I hesitate on that one.
Tonight we got Denver and the Clippers. Denver picked up. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that game. And Clippers blew a big lead the other night.
Again.
Denver's coming on. Who do you like between these two teams? Just in general, who's playing?
Oh man,
better
I mean the Clippers. Every time they see Denver, right, they got to be like steaming, right?
Right, a revenge game, of course, right?
And so that revenge factor. Denver is just so young and so explosive. They play so well together. They score almost similar to how the Warriors score off the ball with these cuts, you know, using Jokic's passing ability. It just breaks the defense down. You have young guys moving all the time. You have shooters. You know, Porter shoots it well. Obviously, Murray shoots it well. So, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how they match up tonight. You know, I'm going to watch that game. I just like Denver right now. I really do. I like the way they're playing. And the Clippers still have some things to figure out, I think.
If everybody's healthy in the West for the playoffs, do you give Denver a legitimate chance to win the West?
Yes. Yes, with the addition of the kid from Orlando, I like that. Yes, I like him in that lineup with them. They have a chance. I mean, the West, it's the Lakers, it's Utah, it's Denver, and it's the Clippers. That's the top four teams.
All right, he's our man, Kerry Kittles. Great stuff as always,
Kerry.
We appreciate it, brother.
All right, Harden for MVP.
He better get back soon, though.
He's
can't
fine.
Miss too many games.
He just gave you the inside story. Said he's fine.
They're up 30 without him, man.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous.
They know what they're doing. They know what they're
okay.
doing.
All right,
Kerry. Peace. Yep. In the NBA, sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. We'll explain next. Couple. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com.
And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios on a TV theme song Thursday. What was that? That was, I used to watch that show.
Did you? I don't.
What is that? You don't know it?
No, is this, let me see.
You never heard it?
Is this the Seavers, the family? I don't know what show
Family
this is.
Ties? Not Family Ties. No. What is that, Alex?
So when you're young and you're starting to grow, you get some kind of pains.
Growing pains.
Yes.
See, but that's what I said. Wasn't it the Seavers?
Yes.
Right. So I got that. I just couldn't remember the name of the show. I never watched it, but I know what that is.
Was it Alec Baldwin? Not Alec Baldwin. One of the Baldwins was in that.
Not Alec Baldwin, though.
Right. But yeah, that was all right. I watched it a little bit.
Yeah, kind of a sappy family show.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. As you can tell by the song.
Yes.
All right. Rob, you and I both, I think, have James Harden right now as our NBA MVP. But this is an odd year for that award. Now, I'm a voter. Joel Embiid was my MVP when he got hurt. But now he's missed 16 games. He's coming back next game. But he'll probably miss a few more, too. Now, the precedent, Rob, in the 40 years that writers have been voting for the MVP award, no one's ever won it when missing more than 11 games. Allen Iverson has the record for, you know, winning the MVP in I think it was 01, and he missed 11 out of 82 games that year. So Embiid's already missed 16, and they're only going to play 72. So he'll probably end up missing 20 or more because he's going to have some load management. LeBron's going to miss a lot of games, so he'll probably miss too many. I don't know how long Harden will be out there saying it's day-to-day, so it doesn't appear to be that serious. But this could be a year, Rob, if Harden's out for a while and ends up missing too many games. This could be a year where you do look at a guy like Jokic, Nikola Jokic in Denver. They're the fifth seed. Now, they may rise up. We'll see. But they're the fifth seed right now. But his numbers are through the roof. And no fifth seeds won it, or fifth or lower. I don't think maybe there's been a guy. But I know the only guy I can think of that won it with his team that low was Russell Westbrook. You know, since 81 when writers started voting. And Westbrook, you know, he averaged a triple-double that year. So that's why myself and other writers kind of overlooked their record, because it was incredible that a dude averaged a triple-double.
Well, nobody had done that in a million years. So that was definitely a unique situation.
Right.
Yeah, I think injury will play a factor. But we just got to see. I think it's too soon to count Harden out because he's missed two games.
No, I agree. Yeah, I mean, he'd have to miss several
way games. More. And if they win tonight, when they win tonight, Chris, this 20 out of 23, I know it's a juggernaut. And we'll see once Durant. What if they come back and, I don't know, Harden keeps putting up the numbers and the Nets just win at a historic pace? I don't like 20 out of 23 with no Durant and you bring those guys back. When do they lose? I don't know. They win 20 of their last 21 or so. I don't. You know what I mean? And it'll be hard to overlook a guy who's the engineer, who's leading the way, I think.
Well, they already have the best record in the East, just a half game over Philly. But, yeah, if they continue to play this well, Harden gets back soon, and they win the East by five games or four games or something like that, it'll be hard to deny. It's going to be interesting because I'm with it. I'm with Harden.
Right, but you know there's writers who aren't with it. Yep, there's a faction out there.
Absolutely. And so they're holding what happened in Houston against him. Here's my thing with Houston. Even if you don't like, not forget the way he left. I think what they don't like, these writers, is that he dogged it for five games. And ended up sitting out one,
that's not
I guess,
a long
because,
time, no.
Well, that's just the thing. It's only five games. And in those five games, now the first three games, you can't say he dogged it for eight games with the Rockets, because he didn't. The first three games, he averaged 37 points and 11 assists.
That don't sound like dogging it to me, does it?
He was balling. He had 44, 34, and 33, I believe. And then the next five, when he kind of saw, you know, if I'm being the Mr. Good Guy and playing – well, and trusting him in good faith to trade me, they're not going to do it. And so he took his foot off the gas. But even in those games, Rob, he averaged 17 points and 11 assists. Now, 17 is low for him. He wasn't shooting as much, but he still was playing fairly well.
It wasn't like, Chris, he turned in a couple of clunkers where he had 3 points or he refused to shoot.
Right.
If
Absolutely.
He did something like that, I think people would then say, you know, like that was foul. Like, he didn't even play. And I don't think that's the case.
Right. So even if you do hold those games against him, it was five of them. So if he had missed five games, you wouldn't say, oh, that's too many for him to be the MVP. So it's going to be interesting. Like you said, if he gets back soon, I think he's got a shot. But Jokic, I got to give this to Jokic. In addition to 27 points, 11 rebounds, 8.5 assists,
His PER, Rob, at least according to ESPN, there are different metrics. He's on pace to have the greatest PER ever. Nobody's ever hit 32.
That would factor.
He's got 34 at this point. Keep it locked. Ah, couple, an hour left.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.